Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, I'm back.
I'm so dead. We never left.
Well, you were speaking with them and conversing with them, and I wasn't here for a couple of episodes. I'm sorry, but I'm back.
You weren't here for a couple of episodes. However, I was doing something different, which I would like to still continue. It was for the ladies. It was the sister circle, the sister's corner, I should say. So it was just something that I just wanted to do. And that was like at the height of that black girl follow train on TikTok. Uh-huh. That had a hold on me. I just need to say that. It had a hold on me. But, you know, for what it's worth, I'm in a place where it's just like, I don't really care for social media. I've never been a social media head. Mm-hmm. But when I met my husband, and, you know, just living life and just everything like that. And he had his followers on social media. I was like, okay, I can do it. I felt like I had to do it. And then I fell into, like, just doing the most.
You want to know something? It's because we were doing a lot back to back to back. So it just... We were feeling good. We were doing great. We were loving everything. And we just felt like we just wanted to post, you know?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, as far as you being someone that was already on social media, I wasn't really into the whole social media. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I'm just like, okay, well, I'm going to make a social media. And then we started doing things. And then I just got so into posting and so addicted to it,
and then shit just got weird because people just started looking and all on.
Yeah, how about my page getting hacked several times, asking for ransom money? Like it got weird. Weirdest. It really got weird, especially for me. Question, because you've been on social media and you're still on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm on social media, guys, but I'm only on TikTok. I'm thinking about starting a new YouTube channel because, unfortunately, I can't get into my old YouTube page, which sucks. But I'm thinking about doing YouTube, but I think it's just going to be YouTube and TikTok, if not just TikTok, just to put that out there. But question to you, right? How long have you been on social media?
I would say since I was like 12.
But what I'm saying to you, have your page ever got hacked or to the point where someone is reaching out to you for ransom?
My page got hacked once on Facebook. Probably was 15, 16. But this is before people was getting out of hand with
asking for ransom. Yeah, no, I was just asking based on what happened to me.
So, Facebook, back in the day, there was this thing on Facebook where if you people would be like, I can't believe that you're doing this. Like, people would send you a message in the inbox like, I can't believe you're doing this. Click here to see the picture. Or, oh my gosh, they caught you doing this. Like, are you seriously doing this? Like, so I'm thinking niggas caught me on some crazy shit. So I go and click on it, and on Facebook, back in the day, they would, like, once you click that shit, that little thing that I clicked on, it sent it to everybody in my follow and friends list. And I had, like, 2,000 people in my friends. So everybody got this shit. People clicking on it, they getting their shit fucked up. And then it's posting it on your page, and it's posting mad, wild shit, like, all horny girls here today and this and that. And then you just have, all you had to do was just change your password and then remove permission, like whatever it gave permission to, and then you would be fine after like 24 hours. But that's all it was. I mean,
for me though, I mean, but that, you say you've been on Facebook. Well, you've been on social media since you was 12. Like, for me, I'm not going to even hold you up. I had MySpace back in the day, for those who know. And then I had a Skonex, for those who know. That tells my age, but that's okay. I age like fine wine. And I was on Facebook and I had a couple of Facebook accounts and I deleted them. I just never, I don't know, like, I'm always the type of female where people be like, yo, you get low and you just disappear and then, like, you pop out and then you get low again. And it's not intentional. That's just how I am. And I'm thinking about, like, okay, my husband just said he'd been on Facebook, like, meaning, like, consistently since he was 12, right?
Well, MySpace then to Facebook.
Okay, but we're just talking about, like, you know, like, your Facebook and stuff. You've been on there for a while, and you have the same Facebook that you have now for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it was so random how they kept friggin' hacking my page. Yeah. And then when they asked me for the ransom money, it got weird. But then people started hitting me up, like, some people from my neighborhood, some people I went to school with, and they was just like, is this your page? And they put me on, like basically, like, oh, come and look at me, like a sex thing.
Webcam
shit. Like a webcam thing. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? So, you know, I still was doing my little post and stuff like that. But for me, after I got married, I did post a wedding. But I didn't post it on the page. I posted as my story.
Yeah.
And people reached out. And it was just something that just said to me, like, you know, like, I want to say, like, maybe it was, like, 2 days after I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I clipped my Facebook. Like, my Instagram. I was just like, okay, I'm done here. And I was done. And then I reverted back to my business page.
Yeah.
And I reverted on my business page. And I kind of was just like, okay, got low on that because I wasn't doing anything as far as, like, with my business. I don't want to touch too much on that because, you know, I'm just going to let people see what's happening. But, and then when we got pregnant, I still was low. And then I ended up posting our gender reveal just to be like, hi, bitches, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I got low and deleted it. Like, you would never know what's happening next. Like, I just, it's too much. I feel like social media has created a place where people just feel like, okay, let me show you. And if you don't post, people think that your life stopped. But it's just like, nah, it hasn't.
Yeah, people be thinking shit is slow, shit ain't sweet. And then when they see just a glimpse of whatever, like last week, you know, I posted a whip.
Pick your jaw up off the floor. Like, pick it up.
Yeah, like.
Pick it up. A sneak peek. Yeah, pick your jaw up.
Yeah, a little sneak peek. Just, you know, and it wasn't even nothing, you know, for anybody to see. It's just like.
It was enough for them to pick their jaw up off the floor.
Yeah, like.
Again, because social media has made it to the point where you have to post every single thing. People think that you don't have nothing going on.
Yep.
But yeah, it was so funny. It's just like, okay, whatever. But, you know, a lot has happened. We're parents now.
Yeah.
Two beautiful mommy baby.
Yep. We My have baby. A beautiful daughter. Beautiful, beautiful daughter.
Yes.
And, you know, being a parent just teaches you a lot. It teaches you to kind of, like, just change some of the things that you were doing. You know, now you're responsible for a whole life, you know? And whatever you do or whatever actions that you act upon will affect that life. So everything that you do, whether it's being lazy, whether it's, you know, just doing the things that you have to do, whatever it is, it affects your child. And on top of that, now you have to compensate time towards something else, you know. And at the same time, you're learning something new because this is our first. So we're firsting together. I don't know if that's a word, but we're doing this together, you know.
I have to, like, touch base on that. one thing that I can honestly say, and, you know, I don't know how other people might feel about that, but to each his own, I'm speaking. I always come on here and I say the same thing every time. I'm always speaking from my point of view, my opinion, right?
Yeah.
I always said and I always prayed and asked God, God, allow me to be... I don't know what just fell in the background, y'all, but we'll be all right. It wasn't the baby, so... I know what it is. Okay. But I was like, I'm gonna just...
Yeah.
Surpass. But anyway, that was funny. You didn't even have to say that, but you know, whatever. But one thing that I always prayed for was, you know, I wanted to be with someone and I didn't have kids and my partner didn't have kids and we would create a child, you know, a family together. And God blessed us with mm-hmm. that opportunity, you know. And you said a lot of things like, you know, like we're first thing together. And if first thing is not a word, then, hey, we coined the phrase, right? Yeah. But for me, honestly, you know, and this is not biased, but this is to my moms out there. Like, I always knew, because I always look at, like, my older sister, and we're, like, we're a decade and change apart. And, you know, I have, like, grown-ass nieces. And my sister was somebody that, you know, grew up like me in a worse time and kind of, like, you know, changed her whole lifestyle because it could have went left for my sister. And she decided to stay on the right path after, you know, not being on the wrong path, but just... Shit, life is life. People, you know, when you go through shit and yeah. you go through, you know, my sister grew up in the 90s and in the 80s and, you know, shit wasn't the best, but she made the best of it. And she, you know, she surpassed the obstacles. And what I would say is, you know, I had seen something that she had on her WhatsApp and she was just like, you know, basically, she said, being a mom is the best job ever.
Yeah.
To my two beautiful nieces, you know. And like I said, my nieces are grown. My oldest niece is going to be 24. And my youngest niece is 19. And now being a mom of a newborn, you know, our baby is literally 3 weeks today. 3 weeks old. It's just like... It's really a full-time job, and it's really something that it takes patience. And I might not have patience with my husband all the time, but I have patience for my daughter. She can have all my, I think she has all my patience. Meaning that whatever little patience that I have, like, I don't scream at my daughter. I don't do that. And it's just like, you know, if I gotta jump in the backseat of the car to make her stop crying, I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean? Like
today?
Like today, yeah.
While I'm driving?
Yes. Because I just want her to know that she is so loved all the time. And she knows that mommy loves her mm-hmm. because it's so crazy. Like, the way, you see the way that she maneuvers to get underneath me.
Yeah.
But we have a special bond. And like you said, like, it takes some getting used to, but... You have to adapt. You have to, because there's no way around it. You know what I mean?
There's definitely no way around it. And on top of that, it's always great too. Because, you know, my wife kind of suggested this to me. Like, look, if you have to, don't be embarrassed. Look at some videos on YouTube if you need to. And I think we all should do that. If, you know, anybody's stepping into parenthood... You should do that. I mean, because there's no room for error. There's no room for you to fuck up. Because if you fuck up, it will have a bad...
I have to double back on the fuck up thing. I'm gonna let you rock out. He's looking at me crazy, y'all. Like, I wish you could see his face right now, but... I would like you to be a little transparent when it comes to saying there's no room for error. Because parenting, I don't know why I say parenting like that, but it is what it is. Listen.
It sounds like somebody's last name.
I don't care.
Parenting.
But that's how I say it. So if you have a problem, catch me outside. But anyway,
that was corny, but it's okay.
But anyway, besides that, what I'm trying to say is when you said that there's no room for error, I disagree. I feel like with parenting that we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Our parents made mistakes with us, you know, whatever the circumstances is. Like for me, I wasn't raised by, you know, my biological mother and father. I was raised by my grandmother,
yeah,
who was old as hell. When she got me, she was old as hell. She was in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. She was already in her 60s, just retired, you know, and real old school. I couldn't come to my grandmother with nothing. I was talking to, you know, one of my really good friends, and she was just like, you know, like, your grandmother didn't make no joke with you. And I was just like, yeah, like, I couldn't come to my grandmother and ask her questions. So who would I go to? My ignorant ass friends, like, you know. But the thing is, I just feel like I said, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
I feel like I know where you was going with that. But the way you was going with that, it was too harsh. It was too harsh, babe.
I was trying to make it as smooth as possible.
It wasn't smooth. Because we were talking about this before we actually started recording.
But,
so I knew where you were going.
But when I say no room for error, yes, you can make a mistake. But as far as an error, I mean like an error. Like letting your kid hang. As you walk through Walmart.
Guys, I'm going to go pour some wine.
So, just to be specific, I want to touch with my wife on Miss Krishan Rock. They caught her walking through Walmart with a dog.
Some Thomas ass lady. Oh, sorry. I said Thomas. Like, that's a Caribbean term for like someone that's just like mad nosy. But yeah, some nosy ass lady seen Krishan in Walmart. I'm going to let my husband commentate the whole situation, but seen her in Walmart and decided that she wanted to record her. And it's just like, damn, like, but go ahead, babe.
So she's walking around with what looks like her child. Like, I don't know. Bending over
backwards
with the neck almost touching the leg.
what is that thing called, the
chest strap or whatever.
You want to know what's so crazy? Listen, I don't care who feels like what I'm saying. I don't know what the fuck that's called, but basically it's basically the harness that the baby stays close to you for bonding.
As you, and
I don't know what it's called though, because I don't have one. I'm not interested in having one.
When you go out in public and you can have your baby on you, like,
yeah, it's like a harness.
It's kind of like a backwards backpack.
It's a harness.
Yeah. So
that was, we could have went with the harness and just left it. The way you worded it was ignorant.
Because,
but you guys know, it basically straps the baby in and the baby stays close to your chest and it's for bonding. But I'm assuming that there's ways that you can kind of tighten it. And hers wasn't tightened all the way. So the baby was tilted back. And as you know, especially having a newborn, because Krishan actually gave birth to her son, what, like 2 days after we gave birth?
Yeah.
We had the baby. So her baby, our baby's 3 weeks old. So her baby's almost 3 weeks old. So you know that you have to protect the baby's neck and the back of their head. So that's my husband's whole thing on that. But the baby was leaning back. But for all what is, All the way. Okay, yeah. But for what it's worth, I've seen it on TikTok. You know, like I said, I'm not on Instagram anymore. So she went to Instagram Live and she said some lady recorded her. She was in Walmart. She had two carts full of stuff for her house. And, you know, she's adjusting to being a new mom. She's trying to figure it out. And, you know, she's going to do better. She said that she, you know, bash her. She basically said, you know, go ahead and bash me if I messed up and stuff like that. People make mistakes. If you don't know, you don't know. The only reason why I know how to hold a baby properly is because my grandmother showed me. And I had to take care of my nieces when my sister went to work. But, I mean, now you're going to get tight. My husband's going to get tight. But we're going to be real with the real, right? But, babe, that's the same way, like, I told you to hold our daughter's head when you wasn't sure. Because he don't make no joke with his daughter. Let me make that very, very clear. He does not make any type of joke. And, sidebar, I really respect the conversation that you had earlier with that person. And you was just elaborating on everything with your family. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you for that. Because you really was like, you wasn't taking no shit. And I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to go back to what I was saying. He doesn't make any joke about his daughter. She looks just like him. She's just light-skinned. But what I would say is I told him, like, you know, like, don't be hesitant to, like, ask me questions. Because I feel like at first, when she was born, he was mad afraid because she was so small. Mm-hmm. It was like, he didn't want to do anything to seem like he was hurting her because she was so small. So imagine someone like you have me, that someone that has dealt with kids. I don't, you know, this is our first kid, but I took care of my nieces and stuff like that. And like I said, my grandmother showed me how to take care of a baby. If I didn't have that knowledge and you didn't have that knowledge, we might have been in Krishan's boat.
Okay. This is where I beg to differ.
Okay.
I know that we live in a world where common sense is not common.
That's harsh.
It's definitely not. But
that's harsh, man.
I feel as though, like, looking at the video and looking at the picture, me walking, I couldn't see my child bent over like that. Like,
I damn sure couldn't.
Look, like, it's kind of like I threw the towel above the rack, like the shower rod, and one end is on the other side and the foot is on the other side.
He's dragging it.
I kid you not. Look at the picture,
guys. A perfect
guys.
Way to phrase that as a picture. Imagine going into a bathroom in someone's home and they have like a half bathroom or even their regular bathroom and they have the rack for the towel. For the hand towel. And it's hanging off of both sides. So the feet is dangling on one and the head is dangling on one. She came straight to the source, to the fans that she knows, because people are watching her. She had like 75 point something thousand people watching her live. And she admitted, like, okay, like, you know, like, I fucked up, but I'm gonna do better. She was just like, you know, it's hard being a first time mom, because she's basically saying, whether it's for publicity or whatever type of sick shit that they got going on with her and her baby father and all of that, she was basically saying, like, you know, that's not me on a regular basis. I'm here with the baby by myself. She's like, and I'm not hiring a nanny. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was basically saying, like, you know, like, if she had someone like him that's not just there, we don't know the situation, right? Like, but let's... I'm just going to use this as an example. This is an assumption. And yes, sometimes when you assume, well, the majority of the times when you assume, you make an ass out of yourself. Okay, I'm going to make an ass out of myself by just having this scenario play out. She was basically saying, don't quote me on this, this is not verbatim, but she was just saying that if she had her baby father in the picture more, someone who has kids, sidebar, we've seen how he handles those kids, but someone that is a little bit more seasoned, she might have not been caught slipping like that. And she said that. She said, however, I'm a new mom. I'm adjusting. You know, it's hard, because it is hard. It is hard. Being a mom is a full-time job. And when you are building that bond with that child and it's you and that child, it is hard. So she's saying, she's admitting her wrong. She's saying that she's going to do better. And she's saying, like, you know, like, she's learning as she's going. And sometimes that's just how it is. And the video looks bad. Because when I seen it, I was just like, there's no way in hell my baby head was going to be dangling like that. Exactly. However, we spoke about this before we even came on the mic to record. And, you know, you said that she doesn't have the guidance.
Not at all.
But that's just how it is for some people, unfortunately. Just like how you were scared to hold your daughter a certain type of way.
Yeah, but that's because of me. Like, okay. A mother that loves her child, that actually wants to take care of her child and be with her child, she's going to be very cautious. She's going to try to look out for the best for her child, right? I feel like, of course, I feel like with this situation, I felt like her reasoning for going to Walmart was for people to see her. I feel like that's one, people to see her with the baby and his dog.
Let's leave the dog.
The dog was properly handled.
Yeah, but let's leave the dog. Because she know how to work with dogs.
But let's leave the dog alone.
Let's leave the dog alone. Okay. You brought the dog in. We leaving the dog out? The doggy is out.
She is out. But I feel like that was done for attention. Okay. Just as everything she does. Because I know for a fact that she is not doing this solely alone.
I have to stop you. And then I want us to finish up and wrap up the Krishan thing, to be honest, because I don't want to. We are not celebrities, right? She's considered a celebrity. She is known for her toxicity with her baby father and the drama that they do. That is her job. She gets a check from the drama. So you saying, like, oh, she went into Walmart to be seen and stuff like that. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying, but if that's the case, that's her working. It's unfortunate that's the way that she makes her money, but that she's making thousands of dollars off of that. Because guess what? Now you got 75 point something K people watching you as you're apologizing for your behavior on how you have the baby. But that's the way that you're getting a check to feed that baby. So that, whether you sold your soul to the devil, that's how you're maneuvering, whatever the case may be, that's her job. The drama with her baby father, his baby mother, the whole dynamic. Mm-hmm. People are saying that maybe Jaden and Blueface is setting her up for failure, for her to look like a fucked up mother. Again, it's all for people, commentators, people to come in and to lurk and to look and be like, oh, I'm not subscribing to Zeus. I'm not paying for that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not paying for that. Mm-hmm. But it's so toxic that even if it's not something that you're going to go and search for, it comes up on your fucking feed. It comes up on your feed. Like, it comes up, so it's there. Like, and for me, someone, like I said, I'm on TikTok, and mind you, I'm not even one of those girlies that's on TikTok where it's like it consumes me. Like, literally, I'll go on TikTok maybe for like 20 minutes a day. Some days I'm not even on TikTok. So, but it comes up on my feed, not even being subscribed to it, because this is just what everybody is into. Again, I am a new mother. I've never had kids. I have a 3-week-old, and I'm doing the best that I can do for her. And just being able to be around my grandmother and to be able to take care of my nieces who are now 24 and 19, you know, my grandmother showed me little things that a lot of people weren't able to experience or to know what to do, like little things. So I'm grateful that I have that experience. And also, you know, like, I worked at a daycare for a short period of time where I took care of infants. And that's just based off the simple fact that I took care of my two nieces from scratch. But again, a lot of young people don't know. You know, they don't know. Being a parent is no walk in the park. I feel like you have to adjust. Like, right now, we're recording our podcast because our daughter is sleeping. If she wasn't sleeping and the timing didn't work out, there would be no podcast today.
Yeah.
So I can't say, hey, guys, you know what? We'll be back next week. We might be back next week, but I can't give you a date or a time because I'm adjusting to being a mother. I'm adjusting into getting back into the swing of things. Not even to mention the fact that, and this is nothing against the fathers because I'm going to touch base on that too. Women, we have to pay attention to postpartum. We have to bring awareness. We have to not be ashamed of us spazzing out or us going through the motions of being a new mom and adjusting, because it can be something that is extremely overwhelming. We can't be afraid to be ashamed of that. We gave birth to someone. We pushed someone out of us, or, you know, whether we had a cesarean, we gave life. It takes two to make a life, but it takes a mother to give a life, to actually bring that life forth. Mm-hmm. It takes a woman. It takes two, yes, to create the baby, but it takes a woman to actually have that child come out and actually breathe air. And of course, by the grace of God, nothing is without God. So again, with the whole Krishan thing, I'm glad that she came to social media and she admitted that, you know, hey, I'm learning. She needs to do better. Yes. Look at fucking YouTube videos. YouTube University is key. My husband mentioned it earlier. I told him that. That's all you can do.
She needs just the right people around her.
She needs the right people around her.
Because I remember watching a couple of videos, even that video with her giving birth. There was this, there's other people there, you know. And, you know, let me just step away from that, you know, from her ignorance and our ignorance, you know. Let's kind of dip into, you know, let's kind of dip into people's agenda, you know, because some people, they will see a child and they will have the most fucked up thoughts, wish them bad upon you, or maybe your child looked better than theirs, or, you know, they couldn't conceive, they, you know, or some type of jealousy, some type of whatever, you know, and then they're secretly wishing bad. Or maybe it's somebody that just doesn't like you and doesn't want you to hit a better spot than them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wishing bad upon you, you know. Let's kind of touch upon that, because I know it could be a touchy subject for people, you know. And there's always, no matter, there's always one person.
First thing is first, one thing about it, and two things for certain. I'm not sending pictures out to people who I know have ill will towards my child. Coming from a Caribbean background, I grew up in a family where I was raised by my grandmother, and we were never into like voodoo and all of that stuff. But my grandmother always made it aware to me that there's people that do it. There's people that they want to see a downfall, and they will do anything to see that. And it's unfortunate, especially when it's a baby. Like, oh, your baby is, you know, cute, or your baby might not look better than people is looking at your child. Like, I don't have time for that shit, because I'm telling you right now, when it comes to my daughter, I'm not making no joke about her at all. Like, not even a little bit. There's no there's no room for you to say anything ill will about my daughter. She's a baby. But unfortunately, that's just the way of the world. That is how things are. And that's just how people are in general. Because they might not even know your situation. They might not even know your circumstances. They might not even know, you know, your struggle to greatness. Or just how you got to the position where you are. What you had to go through. Mm-hmm. You know, the struggles and the obstacles. Yeah. They just see, like, everything is like a white picket fence. Uh-huh. And it's more to that.
You know, something that my wife made me realize, you know, and notice once I got together with her, you know, one thing she made me realize is watch those people that are, you know, with you, rooting for you, together with you, when you're down, and then watch them when things start to get a little better for you, and try to locate where they at. Try to find the phone calls. Try to find the words of gratitude or the word of congratulations. You know, it's nothing to say congratulations to somebody that has achieved a great moment in their life, you know, and you gotta look at that, because honestly, self-reflection, I have, if not everybody, 80% of people that were in my life are not in my life right now. The main people that are in my life that I used to communicate with, people that were friends, family, whatever, is just my parents and my siblings. I cannot. You want to know something? And it's sad, you know, when I think about it sometimes. I'm closer to my wife's family than I am to the people that I was cool and close to, you know? And I realized that, you know, I used to see this on Facebook and I used to see this on social media, people say stuff like this, like, you know, if you ain't hitting me up, I'm not hitting you up. But I know how that feels. Because I was the one doing the hit-ups, you know? So now, to sit back, I ain't hitting you up. If you don't hit me up, I'm not going to even check to see how you're doing. The same is not reflected on here, you know? And it started to make me realize, like, what were these people's agenda? I know they were benefiting from maybe whatever it is that I was going through, or, you know, maybe whatever I had or whatever it is in that moment was beneficial towards them, whether it made them feel good about themselves, maybe if it made them look good about themselves, maybe it felt like they were ahead, maybe it's an insecurity, maybe whatever it is, or maybe how they portrayed wasn't what it was, you know. I got to learn that, you know, and it sucks, but it's something that I prayed to God for, though. I prayed to God to show me and put me in a position where I need to be, places where I need to be, with the people that I need to be. And I'm gonna honestly say I'm happy. I'm happy the way things are now. Because I have my wife. I have my daughter. I have my parents, you know. My parents are still alive, healthy, and well. You know, not a lot of people can say that. But they're alive, healthy, and well. The only person that I won't ever you know, fault for anything that I said just now, it's my grandmother. And I don't want to put too much out there, but she's not doing too well. But I know when everything was all good, my grandmother may not have called me, but I know them prayers that she been putting out, I know that them prayers hit for me. So, yeah. You know, sorry if I kind of brought the mood of the podcast.
No, just you a didn't. Little. That was some real last shit. And you have to understand that, you know, you saying that and, you know, just touching base on the fact that my husband saying like, oh, you know, my wife had to bring this to my attention and she made me realize certain things. It's not because I'm just like saying that. It's because it's what I've also been through in life. And experiencing certain things, I always tell my husband, like, the type of person that he is, he will give you the shirt off his back. And for me and his daughter, if he have to give us his skin for us to keep warm, he's gonna do that. But also for me, I would have to say I also was that type of person. It's just like, oh, if I'm having a good time, everybody's gonna have a good time with me, everything. But then I realized it's just like, shit, okay, you have those individuals where when you doing bad, and not even necessarily doing bad, it might just be wrong decisions that you're making in your life. And you can be steered on the right path. I had those motherfuckers in my life that was just like, yeah, bitch, stay on that wrong path. Mm-hmm. Go down that wrong path. We love it when you here. And when I redirected myself, it was just like, oh, this bitch thinks she better than everybody, or, you know. And it's not like that. So you have the individuals who want you to be at a lower standpoint in life. And they love it there for you. Like, they live for that. They love that for you. And then you have the individuals where you're not at that level anymore. And you surpass that. And you're elevating in life. Oh, and they hate that for you too. They hate that for you. They can't see. They can't survive watching you thrive a certain way, not knowing the obstacles and the things that you have to face going through these times, because everything is a fucking challenge. Everything is a challenge. And what most people that are small-minded, who have never experienced life, whether because of being spoiled or just being afraid of change, one thing about change, change is one of the scariest things ever in life. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going downhill or you're aligned on the right path. And to keep it all the way real, even when you're on the wrong path, you're going to have those curves where you're going to feel altered to kind of go back to certain shit that you used to do because it's easier. Yeah. It's easier. So because it's easier, it's more comfortable. Things that are not comfortable, that are aligning you to get into that positive space, is the things that you have to dwell on and focus on. It's hard as fuck. It's uncomfortable as fuck. But the reward will be so much more fulfilling. And to be honest, being 33 years old right now, being a new mom, I have to sit in. I cried today in the car with my husband. There are situations and things that where my life is that I just thought, like, maybe, you know, that would never be an option for me. Because I didn't grow up in the gutter. You know, I didn't grow up the bottom of the bottom, but I grew up in a situation where it's just like, okay, you make fast money, or, you know, you figure it out. And when things go a certain way, when you put in that work, and you see, like, you actually reaping the fruits of your labor and it's something positive, sometimes when you reflect, it's a little uncomfortable because it's just like, yes, you made it to this point, but it's just like, damn, I never thought that I can do that. And that's just how I feel. And as my life is progressing and I look back at me from 5 years ago, and I look at myself now, sometimes when I think about certain situations, I can't even look at myself in the mirror because it feels too surreal. It's too uncomfortable. It makes me feel like, oh my God, like, I was really holding myself at a lower standpoint. And to other people, it may look like you're up. It may look like everything is fine. It may look like, oh yeah, what you're doing is 100%. But those things, those dark paths, those opportunities to make quick money, and those opportunities for you to feel like you're thriving, when you actually thrive in an actual positive way where it's redirected, it hits different. It hits different. And being a mom, I honestly feel like I've done something right.
Yeah.
Being a wife to my husband, anyone that has been married or anyone that is married and knows, people, the shit you see on Instagram is not real.
Yeah.
Like, what people post about marriage and all that, it's not real. Marriage is work. And we're learning this. We're 1 year in married. Okay? Almost 4 years together. 1 year. 1 full year married. And marriage is work. And what people don't understand is, it's like, you know, because I could say that too, from someone who, you know, had boyfriends, and I was always someone, whether if I was in a serious relationship, I was in a serious relationship for a long time. And if I dated, it never surpassed as long as I was in a relationship with someone. But being married, you have to understand, marriage is consistent work. It's not the shit that they show you in the movies. It's not the shit that you see on Instagram. It's not the shit you see. It's not the shit you see on social media. That shit is fake.
Yeah.
That shit is fake. It's about being with someone, being able to deal with the person's flaws, being able to work through the person's flaws, being able to work through your own flaws while you're trying to deal with someone else, dealing with communication, dealing with trying to come together as one.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is no joke.
Yeah.
But it's also, at the end of the day, you know what? Babe, you might get on my nerves today. Like, I can't stand you today. But guess what? We're riding this thing out until the wheels fall off. Because you chose me, I chose you. This is what God has ordained for us.
And it's also, you know, yeah. It's also about learning the person that you're with. Because
that's important.
It's important because
that's a key point. I'm glad you brought that
every day people change. Every day people change. And every day people change, and you gotta learn who that significant other is all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's so funny how we said "and" at the same time, but what I was gonna say is, it's like, yes, people change. Unfortunately, though, sometimes people don't change, and your partner might change. But the thing about it is, I always say this, and I mentioned this earlier too. Like, my sister, we're a decade and change apart. My sister's been married for 25 years. And her husband, they might go back and forth. You know how married couples are, but they love each other. They're so in sync. The thing about it is, with my husband's family, he has, the majority of his family is married. They've been together for years. And it's the same thing with my family. The thing about that is, with change, it depends on the route that you're trying to go. Some people change for the better. Some people change for the worse. Sometimes you might want your partner to change the same pace that you're changing. And they might not be there yet. And it's hard to adapt. It's hard to say, well, hey, you know what? Well, I'm here and this is where I want both of us to be. It's hard when you have to face that. How do you handle that? And, you know, being married, like I said, it's consistent work. It's pushing through. Can you handle being with that person at the worst? Can you handle being at that person at the best? because personalities change when you're feeling better from when you're going through something, or vice versa.
Of course.
So, as a newly couple, I feel like we go through the motions just like every newlywed couple. We're no longer newlyweds. We hit the year mark, but
yeah.
But we've created a life. And when we sit back and we think about it, no matter the obstacles, when we sit and we think about it, and we think about us just having fun and living life and driving in the Porsche, and now we have a daughter and we have a beautiful home, and you know, we're about to have dinner, and you know, like little things like that, like, you know, like me prepping my house for fucking fall. I wasn't thinking about that before. It's just like, oh, it's Friday night, let's go out, let's go have some drinks. Mind you, the drink aspect ain't.
Let me say something funny, because she said prepping the house for fall the other day. We're car shopping, and I'm a big car freak, car nerd, car everything. And the challenge was to make sure the stroller and the car seat fits into the car.
I'm done.
Never thought that, you know, because we like our nice stuff. My wife and I kind of have the same type of style. We like the same type of cars as far as the slope and, you know, the roof, the line, the coupe type of vibe.
The coupe. Come on, give me.
The four-door coupe type of vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
That's my vibe.
And, you know, we
you
had,
you,
we, you know.
Coupe, though? come on.
But we, you know, we had to try these things out, because now we got to figure, okay, now when she gets bigger, how are we going to do this? Like, there's a car that we really love, then my wife's bun kept hitting the top in the back seat.
But for what it's worth, I am a tall girl. And two, he's saying that now because they're like a bun. My braids.
Her braids, yeah. But then, you know, there's you know, it's a change. It changes the way you look at everything. Because, you know, fuck it, my wife and I, we could go and get a coupe, but how is that gonna work for our baby? You know, we're gonna have to keep, you know, pushing the front seat all the way forward so we can put the car seat back in the back, and then after that, push it back. But what if wifey gotta go into the back to feed her? Now, you know, she's cramped in the back. You know, it's just, we gotta just think about all of these things, like.
But that's why we're trying to have a ambiance.
Yeah, cause ain't no minivans gonna happen over here.
A phone. Why would you even say that? Why would you even use mini and van? So
space.
Not over here. We'll be cramped just up in the coupe.
Oh, yeah.
Before we do a minivan. But yeah. So, you know, we just wanted to come on here and just talk our shit.
Yeah.
I don't know when we'll be back, but
we'll try to make it soon.
Yes. So this was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.
I'm mad you have your hand up, like, if they can see that. But okay.